Yeah, thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Thanks for dialing in. Hope you all were able to retrieve our results presentation from the website or via my emailing early this morning. The numbers were actually on the consensus, slightly above consensus, but for the details, I hand over now to Ulrike, our VP Finance.
Thank you very much, Hans. Also from my side, a warm welcome, and I'm glad and happy to present the first 9 months of our fiscal year to you. And I would like that you switch on the second slide of our presentation, focusing on the highlights of these 9 months. So what we can show within these 9 months is the solid results, and that we increased the revenues up in both segments, mainly and partly also or significant depending on the acquired transportation business of Schneider Electric. We call this CAPS Trafficom Transportation, KTT, the short abbreviation for that. Another one of the highlights is the acquisition of the remaining 48% stake in our local Czech operation company, the CAPS Telematic Services. And important also in these last months were the extension in our Czech Republic of our Czech project up to 3 years, very important for us. And of course, Austria, we have been awarded for the new tender in Austria, the nationwide project. What happens also in the last quarter is the payout of the dividend, and we paid out 1.50 euro per share. And on top, what you also could follow in our press was, and that was in ad hoc information, how we see our new dividend policy. Now I would like that you go to the next slide and give you a brief overview about our earnings situation. And here you see that our revenues resulted 483.8 million. It's an increase by 28% in comparison to the previous comparable period. Brings us to an EBIT of 43 million euros and an EBIT margin of 8.9. Yes, it's a little decreasing by three percentage points in comparison to the previous three-quarter results, where we showed an EBIT margin of 11.4 and in actual numbers 43.3 million. The earnings per share for our nine-month review are now at 2.3 euros per share and an increase by 41% in comparison to our previous three-quarter results. What are on the next slide, our earnings and revenues, what are they consistent of? And the key developments of our earnings, I would like to focus on the first time consolidation of our KTT business, the extension, as I mentioned already, of the nationwide tolling contracts in the Czech Republic and in Austria. We have been awarded two new ETC projects in Australia. Here I just want to recall that we are very, very strong in the Australian market and very proud on that. And US, our most important growth market, has also shown some vital US business like the Highway Operations Center, Massachusetts, and our project with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. When we look how our revenues are split in the different regions, then you see that Americas has an increase, and we have a decrease in the EMEA region. So that means Americas takes 27% of our total revenues, and 66% are still in the EMEA region, and 70% for the APAC region. Coming to the split of the revenues by segment, then you see a significant increase in both segments. Looking at the ETC revenues, then we increased ETC from 317 up to 359. We can say that 17.8 million are connected to the acquisition, and the split in the ETC segment between design and build, operations and components is design and build at 17.2 million, the operations 215.2 million, and the components 73.5 million. Looking at the numbers of onboard units and the quantity, we had a significant increase to the comparable previous period. We are now at the level of 8.4 million onboard units sold within our first 9 months of this fiscal year. What is about the IMS segment? What I can tell you here is that the revenues increased from 63 million up to 125 million. Here we see 62.9 million impacted by the acquisition of the KTD. And here the split between design and build, operations and components is as follows. So design and build, we have a top line of 48.5 million, operations 67.2 million, and for the components business, 9.3 million. Now I would like to ask you to switch to the next page. And the next page here, we focus more on the EBIT of our earnings and of our two segments. And here you see when we have an EBIT for, and I focused on the EBIT by segment on the right side of the page, then in our ETC segment, we achieved 54.8 million. So that's an increase from 46.4 to 54.8 million. We have growth from operations project in the EMEA, and the KTT business contributed here with a negative impact, so by minus 1 million, and has to be considered and connected with some integration and implementation cost as well. What is the impact in the EBIT by our IMS segment? Here we see that the EBIT here is negative, and after 9 months we end up with 11.8 million. We have some negative impact from our startup. We have lower margins in the operations project in North America. And here we see also a negative impact from our acquisition. That's the current situation, how EBIT per segment is presented. Coming back to our EBIT margin, here currently we have an EBIT margin in total of 8.9%. On the next slide, you get some more information about results and impacts from our financial result, taxes, and non-controlling interest. And here is worth to mention that we have a significant positive impact by FX gains of 5.3 million in our finance income. And also important to mention is here that the non-controlling interest has been reduced from positive 3.9 to minus 0.6, and it's really mainly connected or 100% connected to the acquisition of the remaining 48% stake in our Czech company, Kapsch Telematics Services. On page 7, you see some other key financial information which is interesting for you. What happens in respect of net investments, free cash flow, net credit debt, and our balance sheet total and our equity ratio. The net investments are increasing from 5.1 to 14.5. That is mainly connected and due to the acquisition of KTT. The free cash flow is again positive. 38.7 million. However, it's significantly lower than in the quarter three in the previous year, where we achieved 74.8 million. Main reasons are working capital and higher net investments, what you have seen in the other slide. How does the net credit debt look like? So despite having undertaken a number of acquisitions and a dividend payment, Kapsch Traficom had a net credit in the amount of 17.6 million. And the impact of our promissory notes you see on our equity ratio. And it's not only the assumption of a promissory note increasing in the balance, our total asset, also the acquisition affected our equity and the dividend payment. And this resulted in a decrease of our equity ratio from 45% down to 34%, which is for the time being an impact on the promissory note until we repay our corporate bond, which is due in November 2017, and we have already taken care of having the funds for the refinancing of this corporate bond, and I think that's quite relaxing for everybody. On slide eight, we show you what is really the impact of the consolidation of the Kapsch Traficom transportation business, so that you have an overview where is the impact. Important to mention is here that we had the final agreement with Schneider and the final purchase price adjustment in December 2016, and we paid additional 5 million, mainly connected to change in net working capital and overtaken assets. That means that we have at the current status, we have a preliminary purchase price allocation in place. The final one you will receive, and we will show in our financially year-end statements. And here we took over assets in the amount of 34.1 million, and with a purchase price of 31.1 million, shows so-called badwill or negative goodwill of roughly three million. The impact on the profit and loss is also visible here on this slide. So here you see what is the revenue ETC IMS split and what is the EBIT split in our segments. So we increased our revenues in total by 80.7 million and has a negative impact on our EBIT by 1.7 million. What we expect for the integration now is that we finalize the integration at the year end, when we will follow in a very specific way also in the next fiscal year the transportation business internally, but the implementation should be then finalized with the end of this year. That brings me to the outlook of our company and what is the focus for the rest of our fiscal year. Definitely driving forward the integration of KTT, bringing the minimizing costs and realizing synergy as quickly as possible, helping these 900 new employees to become acquainted with and a part of the corporate culture of the Traficom Group. And here we can emphasize that I've experienced the one or other implementation of acquired companies, but the Telvent people are really satisfied to have Kapsch as a strategic partner and shareholder, because we understand together the market and we have a common language, and sometimes social factors are more important than pure numbers to come to a success. The annual revenues should grow by more than 100 million. That's for the KTC Group itself. And looking at the EBIT development for our segments in ETC, so of course ETC has a margin exceeding significant 10%. In our 9-month review, we have an EBIT margin in this segment by 15.3%. We have A negative EBIT margin in the other segment of IMS, currently minus 9.5%, will be adversely impacted by the integration and the lower EBIT contribution of KTT, as well as our impact by our startup in California. When we look beyond the end of our fiscal year, then what we see right now is in our segment ETC, there are a limited number of potentially new nationwide tolling contracts, but we see larger numbers of smaller contracts. The margin of large projects could erode after new tenders of existing contracts. That's what we experienced. We have acquired in this fiscal year also toll tickets. They have high revenues. In the current 9 months view, they have 13 million euro, but they have a very low margin. So that means on overall, they will impact and dilute a little bit the group EBIT margin, because the business of toll ticket is more comparable to a wholesale business than to a project implementation of or operation business. But we completely convinced that the EBIT margin should remain above, significantly above 10%. In respect of IMS, what is here our focus? Of course, KTT, improvement of profitability expected. Here we groups work very closely together to focus also Streetlen and in case they contribute some losses, but they hard work on the turnaround, and we expect this in a midterm prospect. The EBIT margin in this segment should steadily develop towards 10%. That's what our goal is. In some last words to our dividend policy, at least one third of the profit of the period. Annual base dividend was announced and is in 1 euro, and the dividend payment can be higher or lower, of course, with a reference period of 3 years on an average annual dividend of at least 1 euro. So that's our intention, and we are eager to work on that. And now I would like to thank everybody for the attention and following my words, and invite you for questions to clarify the one other item. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. And the first question comes from the line of Daniel Leon of Asset Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Actually, just one main question related to your project pipeline. Is there anything big on the horizon that you would expect to be decided within, let's say, the coming 6 months or 12 months? Has there anything changed since your Capital Markets Day in January? Please provide us with an update.
Coming when you said has there a big change since the Capital Market Day, then we don't see any big change. Bulgaria is still a little bit on hold. So when they release this tender again, then we would expect a result within the next 6 months. Also, for the Polish contract, where we are in the pre-qualification process right now, can speed up within this midterm of up to 12 months. So that's the bigger one. The Czech Republic, here we have we are awarded up to 3 years, but in parallel they will probably start in more in May with the tender process. And then we have a better visibility how the Czech Republic would continue in his its tolling approach.
Okay. But so and also from the US, is there anything more sizable, let's say mid double digit revenue amount or project amount, project value?
What I can tell you that the project pipeline in North America is quite dense, and really we see a lot bits coming in a volume between 10, 20, and the bigger ones up to 40 and 60 million US dollar. Here, the visibility within the next 6 months, I probably the one or other, and the rest are more on a 12 month visibility.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Ladies and gentlemen, for asking a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. There are no further questions at this time. I hand back to Mr. Hans Lang for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for dialing in. Looking forward to hearing or to talking to all of you on the 20th of June when we will release our annual figures for the fiscal year 16-17. Thank you very much. Have a nice afternoon or morning wherever you have dialed in. Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.